I said my sorrows.
Yeah.
I said my sorrows.
Yeah.
You're looking good today.
But then a Zeta lady looks good every day.
Welcome to the first episode of the podcast, Black Maternal Health Matters. Sponsored by Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, the Theta Alpha Zeta chapter, and the Pearls of Grace Charitable Foundation of Rochester, New York. Here are your hosts for today's podcast, Patricia Jones, Natasha House, and Cheryl Sampson.
Greetings and welcome. This podcast is being brought to you by the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Theta Alpha Zeta chapter.
This podcast will bring health and healing as well as education to those of us belonging to our Black and Brown community. The purpose of the podcast is to educate our audience, a vast population of pregnant moms and mothers of toddlers, providing them with information and education that will promote healthy babies and healthy families. Please keep in mind that what you hear on this platform today will not in any way serve as a substitute for the medical advice of your own primary care physician or medical doctor. Without further ado, let's welcome today's host, a new member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Ms. Natasha House.
Greetings, greetings. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the podcast. And thank you, Sorors. I just want to say that I am super, super excited today. This is the first inaugural episode of multiple episodes that you will hear on this platform. And today being the first episode, I'm just thrilled because we couldn't have a better guest. This special, special guest that will be with us today is going to help us kick off the show. And she has dedicated her life towards promoting the health of moms and babies and just the wellness of underserved communities. So I am going to just share a little bit about her background so that you know we do not have a novice today. Dr. Ashonda St. John is a graduate of the Sophie Davis School of Biomedical Education, CUNY Medical School. She received her doctorate in medicine from New York Medical College. She is a board certified OBGYN with more than 20 years of experience working in New York City and focused on the delivery of quality care to underrepresented minority women. Her life's work has been devoted to the excellence in healthcare delivery via a patient-centered approach that's inclusive of comprehensive care, mental health, wellness, and combating social determinants of health. Dr. Ashonda is the chair of obstetrics and gynecology at Health Alliance Hospitals in Hudson Valley. And she's also an associate professor at the Department of OBGYN in New York Medical College, where she also graduated from. She is a consultant for the New York City Department of Health. She is also focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion as a delegate representing New York State for the ACOG National DEI designation. She is a physician who is a member of the New York State Coalition for Doula Access, and an appointed member of both the New York State and New York City Maternal Mortality Review Boards. So with all of that being said, that is just a glimpse of all of her accolades. We could go on and on and on and on. She has delivered more than 5,000 babies. She's been around for a while. And so we are so, so excited that she took time out of her busy schedule to grace us with her presence today. You are going to learn a lot if you just listen in. But Dr. Ashonda, you are also, how could I forget, the most important accolade. You're my cousin. So, Dr. Ashonda, will you greet the people briefly?
It is such an honor and a privilege to be here today. I'm humbled to be the first guest of this inaugural podcast. So thank you so much for welcoming me. And thank you for allowing me to be a part of the discussion.
Absolutely. We are honored by your presence. So let's dive right in because we have a limited amount of time. and you have an abundance of information. And I just want to kind of delve into some things so that we can educate our listeners. Our listeners are primarily young women, young moms, women who are birthing babies, or women who may have recently birthed babies, and we need to attack some myths, right? So I almost want to title this episode ATM, Drive Up to the ATM, because ATM stands for Attacking the Myths. There are so many myths concerning women of color. And I want to kind of start the conversation talking about Jessica Pettway, because she is a young woman of color, and rest her soul, she recently passed away at the age of 36 because she was misdiagnosed. Can you talk about the myths concerning cervical cancer as it pertains to young women? Is it something that young women should be concerned about? You know, understanding this recent death that people are talking about in the news, how can young women be aware and prevent this type of tragedy?
So I think it's interesting to explore that this can be addressed on two pathways. First and foremost, I can't encourage your audience enough to have routine gynecologic exams. That is so important to be seen by a provider. And that provider does not have to be a gynecologist. Mm-hmm. It could be a family medicine doctor, an internal medicine doctor. It could be a nurse practitioner or a physician assistant. But making sure that we really address and seek out healthcare maintenance for our gynecologic care. And that includes pap smears. Mm. Every woman should have a pap smear starting at 21 years old, and that should be done routinely, if annually is required, or even every 3 years or every 5 years. Mm. In addition to that, we do have a vaccination called the human papilloma virus vaccine. Yes. That actually addresses cervical cancer. Mm. And that's actually provided to children as young as 11 years old. So that's typically given during their pediatric age, is when they're seeing their pediatrician. And that actually will combat cervical cancer. In actuality, we should not be dying of cervical cancer. Right. Everyone should be afforded the ability for healthcare access, and they should be seeing their GYN and having those routine GYN exams.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. I want to kind of talk about another myth, because we're talking about mortality rates and birth rates, and how, unfortunately, women of color are dying at higher rates than other women for so many different things. So what about the maternal mortality rate? Is there anything? I think there is a myth that nothing can be done to change that, right? So we know that as women of color, we are on the spectrum to die and be diagnosed at higher rates for so many things. The myth is that we can't change that. What would you say to that?
Well, first and foremost, the actual data shows that Black women and Black birthing people are 3 to 4 times more likely to die in childbirth. Yes. Than their white counterparts. And that's the national number. Mm. But if we look at New York State, it's actually Black women and Black birthing people are 5 times more likely to die in childbirth. Wow. So these are not myths. These are actual numbers. And there was a detailed report that came out of Governor Hochul's office that just was released March 14th of this year. And so what we learned from that report as well is that over 73.6% of those maternal deaths are preventable. Mm. So again, when we attack the myths, we have to also understand that these deaths are preventable. So I want your audience to know the stakes are high.
Yeah.
Black women are dying.
Yes.
Black women are not experiencing the joy and happiness that they should during their birthing experience. And so there's a lot of things that can be done. I would say, one, before we get pregnant, you know, make sure you have those regular exams with your primary care provider or your GYN, just to make sure that your body is healthy and ready for pregnancy. But also, we have to understand that over 50% of pregnancies in this country are not planned. So sometimes that's not attainable.
Right.
So we have to understand that we want to be very intentional when we we select our provider, make sure it's someone that listens to you, that understands your experience, that understands that there are cultural differences mm-hmm. that may exist, and they may impact your pregnancy. I would say also make sure that they accept your insurance, right? Or make sure that there is not any kind of delayed in access because of an insurance thing. Mm-hmm. And then also, you want to pick the type of provider you want. You know, many people want midwives, mm-hmm. and midwives are able to deliver babies as well, just as obstetricians. Patients may want a doula, and a doula is a support person that's non-medical during their pregnancy, during their postpartum, and during their labor, that adds that extra layer of support. Mm. And then also creating a birth plan or attending childbirth classes. There are several things that we can do that you can kind of assemble into your toolkit to prepare you for pregnancy so that you can have the best and healthiest outcome.
I love that. So that is so important, because we think, okay, I have all these things stacked against me as a woman of color. There are things that we can do. And that's, again, the purpose of this podcast, to educate our community and to educate women so that they can advocate for themselves and take the best care. Another myth I kind of want to talk about is obesity and hypertension. I think we often believe that hypertension and diabetes and obesity, is only hereditary and we can't change it, and it doesn't really impact anything pertaining to, what we can control. What would you say about hypertension? Because I think one of the myths is that, young women in general have to be overweight or heavy to have hypertension. Is that true? Right.
So that is completely untrue.
Okay.
So again, there are hereditary factors that may make someone predisposed to hypertension, obesity as well.
Mm-hmm.
So again, what I want to really kind of get the message across is that we have to seek out our routine health examinations. Mm. So if you have hypertension, sometimes we don't know it by that name. So it's high blood pressure, right? Mm-hmm. And so if that's something that you have, you want that to be treated. Often what happens is that patients have not been seeing their primary care doctors. And so when they are pregnant, mm-hmm. and sometimes that's the first time they have health insurance, it's when their high blood pressure is actually identified and it's starting to be treated. But we have to understand the number one cause of maternal mortality in Black women is cardiovascular disease.
Wow.
Now, across the country, for everyone, mental health is now the number one leading cause of maternal deaths.
Mm-hmm.
But for Black women, it is cardiovascular disease. So we want to be very, very intentional when we think about making sure our blood pressure is controlled. Mm-hmm. And also, when we talk about pre-gestation preparation, so that's a lot. That's a lot of words there. But that means before you get pregnant, getting ready for that pregnancy. So we want to also make sure that we are at the ideal weight, if that is possible, but also that we're kind of following a healthy diet and,
yes.
and doing exercises and, getting those steps in. All those things can help you in the pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to make sure that it's understood that just because you may be obese or overweight, mm-hmm. or if you have high blood pressure, that can be managed
yes.
very safely and healthy during the pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that's the time where you may have to have extra visits with your provider, but we just want to ensure that mom and baby are healthy.
Absolutely. That is the point. That is the point of this podcast. And that is why we have such beautiful, educated, experienced physicians such as yourself. It's just a blessing to have people like you in the community serving our communities, because it's hard to find doctors that care and that really know. I mean, sometimes we feel like, why even go to the doctor? Because sometimes they don't know what's wrong with us, but we play such a part in our care. So just in your multiple years of experience in dealing with moms and pregnancies, what would you say are just a couple things that are really, really important? Like when you're meeting with young moms and you're thinking, oh my gosh, why don't they get this? what are some things that you want young moms to really know? I mean, you're hitting on quite a bit of it, right? Because it's the fact that we take a part. We need to go. We need to have our regular checkups. We need to take care of our health. What are some other things that you just desperately want young women to know?
Well, I want to also frame it as I never feel that my patients don't get it. So sometimes we have to speak the same language as our patients. Mm-hmm. And so there are cultural differences and there's cultural concordance of care that must happen. If my patient and I do not understand what each other's saying, then there is a disconnect. And we have to understand there are many what we call social determinants of health, which are conditions that affect health and the quality of life outcomes. And some of those are racism, discrimination, it could be education, it could be access to nutritious foods. We have to understand all of our patients, they don't not want to eat healthy. They may not have access to healthy food. Healthy food is often very expensive. So we have to take kind of that initiative to say, number one, we should always deliver respectful care to our patients. Patients should always feel respected and they should always feel heard. There should be shared decision making. And also there should be validation of their lived experience. When a patient is telling me what is impacting her pregnancy or what is happening that she can't see a doctor, I need to listen and help her make, you know, kind of arrive at solutions for her. So I want there to be what we call a meeting of the minds. And this is why you should interview your providers. Make sure that they are the ones that are going to be listening to you, that they're going to be respecting you, and that they understand that there are cultural differences. I had a patient recently who was seen by my medical student, and the medical student, she had had a baby and she came in for her postpartum visit, and she just kept saying, you know, I think I have postpartum. And my medical student, when he came to report to me, he said, well, she kept telling me she has postpartum, but we know that already because she had a baby. And he did not understand. In the Black community, we call postpartum depression postpartum. And so that's where we talk about speaking the same language and understanding the importance of cultural concordance of care and understanding and respecting one's culture.
How do you combat that? I mean, I don't want to get off topic, but postpartum is postpartum depression. It's a real thing in our community. And I wonder, are there some things that we can do to kind of combat that or, you know, squash the, there's a lot of like embarrassment surrounding that. So even being diagnosed or dealing with it is difficult because we don't want to say, hey, that's, this is what I'm dealing with. Or, you know, there's this Black woman responsibility to be strong and, you know, not be depressed. And I see women all the time who have just had babies. I know women who are like my age who just had babies and they went from working a full-time job to, you know, being home. And depression is a thing in the Black community. So I don't know if there's something you want to kind of say about that.
Well, maternal mental health affects 1 in 5 pregnant people. So when we look at the numbers, 40% of Black mothers and Black birthing people experience maternal mental health conditions. That's 40%. So that's nearly half. And we have to also understand over 50% of postpartum depression in women of color goes unreported. And this is because of stigma. It's because of shame. It's because of fear of reporting to Child Protective Services or fear of thinking that we can't manage it all. We have these shoulders that sometimes are filled with so many burdens of the world. And this is not only related to the pregnancy, but it could be racism, discrimination, stress, intergenerational stress. We understand, or even adverse childhood events. So there's a multitude of things that weigh heavy on the shoulders of many Black women. And so their fear in reporting that is valid. It's real. And we have to also understand and respect that. So one of the ways that we can kind of combat it is making sure we do depression screening, making sure that we provide those mental health check-ins with our patients, making sure those are the patients that need doulas and postpartum doulas.
Yeah.
These are the patients that need that extra layer of support, protection, love, joy, all of those things. I was saying the other day, the address of your birthing experience should be the intersection of joy and happiness. And so often that is not what happens for Black women.
So true.
And so I'm so happy to be a part of this podcast because what we should be doing is educating Black women so that they know that there are ways that can support them so that there can be joy and happiness in their birthing experience.
It's possible. It's possible. You know, that is the perfect segue. I am just so excited. My last question is, will you come back?
Of course. Of course. Of course.
Yay. Of course. And I'm asking that because you don't even know this, but one of our upcoming podcast episodes will be to cover the topic of postpartum depression. And so we'll be talking about that in the next and soon and up and coming episode. But this is going to conclude our time because we have a limited amount of time, which is why I'm saying you have to come back. You have so much information. We didn't even hardly scratch the surface of what I know you're able to share with this audience. So listen, if you're listening, please tune in again because we will have Dr. Ashonda back. And I won't even tell you who the next guest is, but you just have to tune in. But Dr. Ashonda, thank you so much for joining us today. We're so, so honored that you took a time out of your schedule to be with us today and to share with us today and to impact the women that are listening and need your expertise and your knowledge. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And thank you for having this podcast. It's going to help so many people. So happy to be a part of it.
Thank you. All right. Back to you, Cheryl.
All right. Thank you so much. Sora Natasha House is our host. And thank you, Dr. Ashonda St. John, for being our very first guest on our very first podcast of our very first season. Thank you so much. I would also like to alert our listeners. If you are listening to this podcast before April 13th, 2024, I want you to know that April is Autism Acceptance Month. And in support of that, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Theta Alpha Zeta Chapter will be having a book discussion and a community discussion on April the 13th from noon until 2 at the Pittsford Barnes and Noble at 3349 Monroe Avenue in Rochester, New York. This is completely free. We will have a conversation on the book called Cassandra in Reverse by Holly Smale. So we look forward to you all coming to that. And on the very next day, we hope to welcome the Cyrus Chestnut Trio, an afternoon of straight-ahead jazz and gospel music, which will be held at the Mount Olivet Baptist Church, 141 Adams Street, beginning at 2:30. This particular concert is in support of the youth at Mount Olivet Baptist Church, as well as the Zeta's Lorraine W. Clement Opportunity Scholarship. If you are interested in attending the book discussion, we ask that you visit rochesterzetas.org/events. We ask that you, if you want tickets to the Cyrus Chestnut Trio, you can find that at bit.ly/chestnutbenefit. Also, if you have any other comments or want more information on this podcast, please visit us at rochesterzetas.org.
Thank you. And please remember that the information presented in today's podcast is for educational and informational purposes and will not in any way serve as a substitute for the medical advice of your own primary care physician or medical doctor. See you next time.
Please visit rochesterzetas.org/storks-nest to share your thoughts or ask questions about this podcast, Black Maternal Health Matters. And thank you for listening to the WDKX Podcast Network.